Okay, let's do another sugya of pigul, but really to get to the basic understanding on pigul. Let's start the sugya that you gimel on base. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yehuda Breder B'chia. Reb Yehuda says in the name, the son of B'chia says, Shomati, I heard, Shetvilas etzba mefageles bechatos pnimis. What does that mean? Look in Rashi, Aleph on the side. Shomati meraboisai shetvilas etzba ha'omu bechatos pnimis v'tovala koin etzboi. That if he dips his finger, he has to dip his finger and sprinkle in the chatos pnimis. And it says over there that if you dip your finger mefageles bechatos im tovala amnas lakti emum lamocha. In other words, just like by Zrika, you can have Machshavas Pigul, so too by Tvilas Etzba, which is also a necessary component of the Chatos HaPnimis, you can also have Machshavas Pigul. Shoma Ilfa, so Ilfa heard it, Omra Kameh Rapodo, Omar, and he said, Klum Lo Madnu Pigul Ela Mishlomim. What do you mean? Where do we know the Pasuk of Pigul? From Shlomim. Look in Rashi. Klum levadnu pigul beis bechatos ela mishlamim di ikul pigul bishlamim ksiv v'hime ochol yochol b'yoyim ha'shlishi pigul hu lo yerotze. Right? Shlamim can be eaten 2 days. If it's eaten in ochol yochol b'yoyim ha'shlishi pigul hu lo yerotze. And we learn from over there that not just eating it on the 3rd day but having machshava to eat it chutz lizmanoi makes it pigul. U'shlamim ein behen tvila setzba. So this concept of Tvilas Etzba, we don't find by Shlomim. If you don't find it by Shlomim, then you can learn Pigul. You're learning Pigul from Shlomim. All the Pigul, all the Kabbalahs you learn from Shlomim, Shlomim is not Tvilas Etzba. So how then could you learn that you can do Pigul by Tvilas Etzba by Chata Sapnimis? So he told him, he answers, asks the question, V'chiyakol mishlamim lamdu? You tell me you learn all types of pigul from shlamim? It's not true. Ima shlamim shaloy lishmon ein moitzi midei pigul. Avchata shaloy lishmon ein moitzi midei pigul. What does that mean, says Rashi? Ima shlamim ein shaloy lishmon ein moitzi midei pigul. Which means, im shochad b'machsheves chutz lizmanoi, if you made a shchita with a machshava to eat it chutz lizmanoi, V'kibel v'hoylich shaloy lishmon, and then you did a kabbalah and you did a haylacha shaloy lishmon. In other words, you finished off the other avodas of the shlamim shaloy lishmon lo yotzer mide pigulon. Then by shlamim it didn't uproot the pigul. Sharei ein shaloy lishmoi poisel b'shlamim, because by shlamim the halacha is only by pesach and chatos shaloy lishmo pasels. But by Shlomim, Shaloi Lishma does not passel it. So therefore, if I made a shchita with the pigul, and then I did the rest of the matirov, the rest of the avoidas, with a machshava Shaloi Lishma, it's ein moitzi mide pigul, v'havale korayiv ha-matir kemitzvosoi, b'pigul, v'loib shlu machshav acheres. The Gemara learns from a pasuk, ka'al tzoas kosher, it says lo yerotze, pigul hu lo yerotze, ka'al tzoas kosher, kacha tzoas basel, which means, that not just when you do a regular carbon, you have to make sure everything is done right, but when you do a hatzoas posel, which is a machsheves pigul, you also have to make sure that everything else besides the pigul has to be done correctly. And therefore, if you have a wrong machsheva by any of the other avoiders, it's going to be moitzi made a pigul. It's not going to make it posel, it's not going to make it karis. But by shlamim, to have a machsheva shaloi lishma is not a wrong machsheva. So that's moitzi midei pigul. So you're going to tell me if that's the case, avchata shalei lishma, a moitzi midei pigul? So you tell me if I have a chatos, where I make a zriko shalei lishmanoi, and then by the kabbalah and the halacha, and either way, I make a shchita shalei lishmanoi, and by kabbalah or halacha or zriko, I have a machshava of shalei lishma, which passes by chatos, we're going to say it's not moitzi midei pigul? It's not korav amatik imitzvosoi. Does it make sense? He asks, look at Rashi. possible loisa tzien mide pigul. If anan tanan, we learned in the second parak, hapasach v'achata shoshachton chutz manoi. If you made a shechita chutz manoi, v'kibel v'holach v'zorak shloy lishmoi.
That means you did not fulfill all the other avodas correctly because it passes.
So therefore, if you tell me you're learning from Shlomim, it's not true. Simar says, no. We're not learning mamish from Shlomim. We're learning just like Shlomim. We learn all the kavanas. Look at Rashi. In other words, we learn from the extra. We learn all the zvachim on pigol. So therefore, it's not really kasha because whatever becomes possible by that person, but by that carbon, is going to be mitzi midei pigol. That's what the Gemara says. Any questions on the Gemara? Right? Straightforward? Any questions? Good. Comes along the Brisker Rav, and he asks the Baal Kasha. He says, I don't understand. What's the Gemara saying? That by Shlomim, it's not written. By Shlomim, Shloi Lishma is not gonna make it possible. So how can you learn Pigul? If you learn Pigul from Shlomim, it should not become possible. Right? That's the question. You're learning from Shlomim. And from Shlomim, we don't find that Shalai Lishma is possible. So hence, it should not be Moiti Mide Pigol Bachatas as well. As the Bishkor understands. The Pasuk says, Katzos Kosher Kachatzos Possel. Which means that in order for Pigol to take place, the carbon has to be done correctly. By a Chatas, if I make a Shechita with a pigol shalei lizmanai, right? I made my pigol, and then I do a zrika shalei lishma. Is the carbon kosher or not? Not kosher. So am I mikayim right now? Is it katzos kosher kachatzos basol? No. So who cares if I learn it from Shlomim or not? At the end of the day, it's not mikayim the pasuk katzos kosher kachatzos basol. What do you have to learn from Shlomim? It doesn't make sense. Because by Shlomim, I don't find that it should become possible. You're right, I don't find by Shlomim. But at the end of the day, it doesn't fulfill Katzos, Kosher, Kachatzos, Possel. So what's the Havamina that the Machshava Shalei Lishma should not be Moitzi Mide Pigul by a Chatos? At the end of the day, it doesn't fulfill Katzos, Kosher, Kachatzos, Possel. So who cares that I can't learn it from Shlomim? What's the Gemara saying? Number one, doesn't make sense. Kiven the beinon, you need shiyakiva matik and mitzvosoi. The hatzos kasha kachas basol. My ichvaslon ezipsulu v'imapsula ze yeshlei b'shlamim. Hakiven shemachsheve shleilishma poiseles v'chatos. At the end of the day, right now, it's possible by chatos. Nimtzer shlei kovu kol matira v'heta v'loy chal bigul. What? The Gemara learns from Pasuk in Chav Chetes by Shlomim, but we know that Pigol we learn from Shlomim the concept of Katzos Kosher Kachatzos Basel. You tell me no, but that Avoda with that Boitzimir Pigol we don't have. But the Halacha is true Katzos Kosher Kachatzos Basel we learn from Pigol. So you're right, I don't learn this halacha, this concept of machshavas shalei lishma is going to pass by Shlomim. Correct. But at the end of the day, forget it, who cares if what I learn or what I don't learn? At the end of the day, it has to fulfill kovu matirov. It's like kovu matirov. The rest of the things were not done right. So the rest of the things were not done right, it's like a person makes pigol, right? Person makes pigol, and then machshavas pigol by chatas, and then he decides, I'm not doing zrika. So pigol? Of course not. Why? Because at the end of the day, it was like Kovu Matirov. So here also, I made a Shlei Lishma, it's like Kovu Matirov. Who cares? I can't live from Shlomim. It's a bomb kasha. It doesn't make sense. It's all Gemara. What? No. By Shlomim is the Machshava Shlei Lishma. Machshava Shlei Lishma is not possible.
You should never recant her.
What?
Once you say the Shlomim is possible, for whatever reason, why is Pigol enter into the equation?
I understand your question.
If the Shlomim is possible,
why is the Shlomim possible?
What we say,
Shalai Lishma is not possible by Shlomim. Shalei l'shma is not possible by shlamim.
No, but the yad, the
tefillas etzba. Tefillas etzba. No, but the question is, so that's, I know, but tefillas etzba might be different because we don't have such a concept at all. Who said that's even an avoida?
Tefillas
etzba. Is it an avoida? Doesn't fit one of the, not one of the four things. That's a separate discussion. So, you're right, you ask the question, why is Gemara asking Shalei l'shma from Tefillas Etzba? We can discuss next week Tefillas Etzba, it's a whole separate discussion, another brisk rub, I don't want to go there. But this kasha over here, I don't understand this whole concept of Kovu Matirov, who cares? It's a good kasha. I hate a kasha. Rabbi, it's good. You have a question on the kasha? Is the kasha clear? Aryeh, good kasha, right? Great kasha. Real brisk question. What's going on over here? Doesn't make sense. Says brisk rub like this. Say it like this. He says that, and I was bothered by this. The Gemara in Second Perek, Chavches and Chavtes, learns two separate psukim that you need the rest of the carbon to be done right. Two separate psukim. One pasuk the Gemara learns, look at number two on the sheet, on the right side. The Gemara learns, He'ochel let's Chavches and Medeis. He'ochel yochel. Right? That pigul is achilas adam, achilas mizbeach. Gemara learns, so you need, whether you have to eat the person, eat the basa chutz manoi, or you have the actor say muim chutz manoi, all that's pigul. Fine. Shlishi, third day is achutz manoi. Lo yeratze, katzos kosher, Kachatzos posel, ma'atzos kosher, atzi kribu kol matirov. That means all the other avodas have to be done correctly. Afatzos posel, atzi yakribu kol matirov. That's what Rashi says. Ma'atzos kosher lekor le'atzol lebizrika shusayv abba avodas amatirois. Afigol enkbuah atzi yizrek adam correctly shusayv kol matirov. That's one posik. Then Igmar says lo yechashev, right? Oyse b'zevach dozei nimdavim koyin. Fine. Lo yechashev. Says the Gemara, right? Pigul hu, v'im echad yachal b'yam ha-shlishi, pigul hu, lo yerotze. V'ich lov, avoy ni'iso, etc., etc. So pigul hu, pigul ye, pigul hu, lo yechashev, so the Gemara says, what does lo yechashev mean? Lo ye'arev boy, machshavois acheros. What does that mean? Look in Rashi. Mikan, le machshavois shemoytzios zu mizu. Shemachsheves psul, Meitzia midei pigul kiretani mas nisim keitzad lekorav amatek imitzvasoi. In other words, what lekorav amatek imitzvasoi? Not just if you don't do a zrika correctly, but also if you have a machshavet psul during the zrika or during the zrika, and you have to have the shechita with a machshavet pigul, and you had another machshavet psul during one of the avodas. That's lo yechoshev machshavos meitzias midei pigul. So the Brisk Rav asked the question, why do you need to psukim? Right? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that machshavos moitzios midei pigul? As soon as you make a machshava at the zrika, after you did a shchita with a zrika shalayim koymoi, and then you did a zrika with a machshavos psul, let's say shalayim shma bechatos, or let's say chutzim koymoi, whatever you had, right now, the zrika is not correct. It's like korav amatik mitzvasoi. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me lo yechoshev that machshavas moitzio izumizu? At the end of the day, every time I have a machshavas psul, automatically it's like korav amatik mitzvasoi. So why do you need two psukim? No. Additional machshavas pigol is actually yes. That's a chiddush and pigol. That then it remains pasul, remains pigol. But any other machshava, moitzia zumizu. So he said, why need the pasuk tell me machshava is moitzia zumizu? You learn that from korav katzos kachatzos basel. It's not, as soon as it's machshava moitzia is a new machshava, a wrong machshava, that's already like korav amatik and mitzvasai. That's makorepo. So why need a separate pasuk?
No, but the other pasuk is just saying it makes it so, but it doesn't say that it eliminates the pigul.
No. Yes, it does. Because it says pigul is only if it's hartsoas kosher, kachatsoas basa, which means pigul is only on condition that the rest of the materim are done correctly. Once they have a machshava psul, the rest of the materium are not done correctly.
So the pico goes away.
Pico goes away. It's not correct. It's still possible, but it's not correct. So what is lo yechashev adding on? Why do you need two psukim to A, lo yechashev, and B, if you have karma matik mitzvah, katzas kosher, why do you need a second pasuk? Someone would say that's a gilui on the first one. Doesn't make sense. What's going on over here? Why do you need two psukim? Says Biskrov, I have two reasons. Well, look how he learns the pasukim. Today's shiur is not exciting. It's not mavrik. It's just how to learn a pasukim. Right? So he said like this. I have two reasons why you would need a pasuk of lo yechashev in addition to the pasuk of katzos kasha. Two reasons. What's the two reasons? He said, number one, he says, okay, this is a gemara. The gemara says that, by the way, if you have, the gemara says, look in Rashi, the gemara on number two, the gemara we just did. So the end of the gemara says, pigul ze chutzim kremer. Yeah? What does that mean? The Gemara Rashi says, "Asan akosav lechutzim koymer lechutzim manoi havoya achas." Melamet shemitztalfe chatzoy shiurin lifsol esakabon kidnam lemasnisin lechol chatzizayz mechutz kichatzayz demochor posel. Which means, if you have, let's say, a machshava of half chutzim manoi, half a gezayz chutzim manoi, right? Is that pigul?
Yeah.
No. Right?
You need to focus
eyes. And then I also have another machshava. I'm going to eat half the kezayis chutzlim kaimoy. Right? Salach is not pigul. Because machshava is matiyah zumizu. But the two half kezayisim are mitztarif to make the carbon puzzle. I just have machshava, half a kezayis chutzlim manoy. It's nothing. It doesn't count. Machshava is not chal. It's not chal. But once I have a full kezayis, it's mitztarev one to the other, right? So chutzis manna and chutzim koimoi are mitztarev together
for
not for pigul, but for din psul. What? Yeah, the Gemara learns from a pasuk. Yiyeh melamed shemitzar pigul zeh again, pigul zeh chutzim koimoi, and yiyeh melamed shemitzar v'zem zeh. So the mitztarev one to the other. Says the Biskarov, so if that's the case, so Eino Chanami, in a case where it's in a case, one second, in a case where Eino Chanami, if I have any other machshavas psul, then it's leikovu kol matirov, right? I have a machshavas chutzis manoi by shchita, and I have any other machshavas psul, it's leikovu kol matirov. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me lo yechashev, because I have a machshavas psul, the carbon is no good. So therefore, already it's not pigul. So clearly, we know that lo kovu kol matirov. Says Bishrav, however, in a case where I have a machshavas chutz limkoimoi on the second avoider, in other words, I do a machshavas shchita chutz manoi, and then zrika chutz limkoimoi, not a half kezayis, a full kezayis. So there I would think, since chutz lizmanay and chutzim kaimoy are really considered one machshava because they mitztaref on a half gezayis each, so it's no different than having a shchita machshavas chutz lizmanay and a zrika machshavas chutz lizmanay. Where the halacha is, in such a case, it's pigul, correct? Because that's pigul. If I have both them chutz lizmanay, it's pigul. So I would think when chutzim koimoi, since chutzim koimoi, in a way similar to chutzim manoi, that it's mitzarev with each other to half a gezayis, that makes it into a psul. So I would think that in the case where my machshava's chutz is, the machshava and the zrika is chutzim koimoi, so it's considered kovu matirov. It's called a pigul. Kamash malon, machshava is moitzia izumizu, that if I have a second machshava, even though it's a kovu matirov, because it's all one machshava, but it's still lo yechosef that the second machshava chutzim kaimai is going to get rid of the pigul and it will only remain pasul. That's what the chiddush of lo yechosef comes in a case where maybe it is kovu kol matirov. Well, how's it kovu kol matirov? It's a wrong machshava. Yeah, but it's chutzim kaimai. Chutzim kaimai is together with chutzim manoi. V'harayi they join in as a half a kezayis each. So it's all one machshava. So maybe that's like all one pigul, and it's kovu matirov. Kamashmalon, the chiddush is la yechoshev. No, it's still a machshava, strange machshava. Meitzias midei pigul, and that's why you need a pasuk of la yechoshev. That's what he says. Makes a lot of sense. Look inside number three. This is from the notes. I'm not sure if I can even put it on the sheet because it's copyrighted probably in the person, but I put on the sheet like a little pits I can put on it. But this, I like this notes because it's so from the shir and it's so clearly written. So you look what he writes. Umachsheves chutzlim koymoy mitzafen zeh zeh lepsul. Ukegoyin, chishev al kezayis chutzlim koymoy, val kechatzi zayis chutzis manoy, agay ze posvein bekoreis, vomnom en a pigul, avim tzavim lepsul, da kol psul echot. Right? We saw that. That chutzis manoy chutzim koymoy, chatzi zayis each, makes it into one psul. Right? Even though it's not pigul, but it's one psul. Well, if he's it, right, that means that chutzis manoy chutzim koymoy, at the end of the day, it's considered one psul, because they're mitzarev together. So I would think it's all in the parsha. It's not, might not be pigul, but it's all in the parsha. I did what I had to. Kovakom Matiyov says, "When Lufiza Shapir, the mitzad din korav amater kemitzvosoi that the matter was done correctly." Havamina would have thought, "Dim chishev machsheves pigul by shchita, va'achika chishev machsheves chutzlim koymoi oy lehepech loy toil machsheves chutzlim koymoi lohitimide pigul." The Shapir havalei because it's called korav amater kemitzvosoi. The law how you can oid psul, da kol psul echot. Lezeh sikro, that's what the pasuk comes from. Lo yechoshev shemachshav es motzi ez emizu. The kam bchiyai gavne posul havei v'loy pigol. That's the chiddush of lo yechoshev. Ulepiruze osa kro de lo yechoshev rak leirev machshava es chutzim koymoi. Aval in irev machshav es loy lishmoi by pigol. Yadinu midin kor b'matik mitzvosoi. The psul havei v'loy pigul sharei lo korav amatik mitzvosai. In other words, according to this, lo yechoshev is only coming to tell me for one case. We have a machsheves chutzlim koymoi. I would think that's still called korav amatik mitzvosai. Kamash alon, that's not korav amatik mitzvosai. Even though it's korav amatik mitzvosai, kamash alon is considered machsheves moitzias midei pigul. That's what I need to pasuk lo yechoshev. But einochanami for shalei lishmoi, I don't need lo yechoshev, because lo yishma is already lo yechoshev matik mitzvosai. That's included in the first pasuk. That's one pshat to learn. Joe, you get that pshat? Make sense? Is it glatt?
Why can't it be the other way around? How do you know that the lo yechoshev is for that, not for the other?
Because yechoshev matik mitzvosai is a mitzias, right? Makes more sense. That's a mitzias, like korav amatis. This is like kind of, yes, a matir. It's no different than all things being pigles. Mitzaret, it's one psul. Yes.
This is coming to the answer to the question of the Mr. Rav on Rashi, why we need to
psukim. Why do we need to psukim, yeah.
Okay, but we're not going back yet.
Not yet. Slow down.
No.
It's the same. Yeah, what are you saying? Let's
shot, fudge a little bit. That, I mean, it's like, forget about the fact that it's about chutz. Never has anything to do with
pigle. It does. It's not pigle, but it's psul. In the psul. By the way, so I learned with my son today. My son tells me, I guess that besides the din pigle, there's also a din psul. Which means, in the din of pigle, there's always two dinim. There's the psul part, and there's the pigle part.
Right.
And in the psul part, it's one thing. The second part's not. Right? You can
do it well enough, you get the pigle.
What?
If you do it well enough.
Correct. But it's really the psul, the original, the base is the same psul. It doesn't have the pigle part, but it's the same psul. So somehow they're connected, the psul and the pigle. And that's what Rishkarav means. Chutz is manoy and chutz is koymoy both have the same psul. So to say, korav amatik mitzvosoy, if I do everything pigle, that's already called korav amatik mitzvosoy. So if I do everything in psul, maybe it's also korav amatik mitzvosoy. I don't have the extra part, but it's still korav amatik mitzvosoy. So why would it not be good? Kamash alon, machshava is motziyos bidei pigul. It's a very glatt pshat. I like it. Makes sense. That's one way how he figured out why he need the second pasuk. That's one way. Then he says, maybe you can learn a new pshat. Why he need a second pasuk? What's a second pshat? Well, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says in Zvachim, V'amar Rava, number 4, Ein machshava me'eles, ele b'misha roi la'voida, u'v'dova roi la'voida, u'v'mokam roi la'voida. We know that Gemara. That means that you can only have a machshavas pigul, right? Only if it's somebody's roi lavoida, right? If a zar, right? If a zar by Shechita, no, by the... If a Zar by Kabbalah or Zrika has a Machshevet Pigol, it doesn't count. Because Pigol only works if it's something which is Roy La'avodah. If without, not Korav HaMateh, similar to that. But the only time Pigol really works is if it's Roy La'avodah. But if it's not Roy La'avodah anyway, so then he's not doing a Pigol. The Pigol is not going to take effect because it's not Roy La'avodah anyway. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So the Brisker Rav wants to entertain that maybe we can say, that's a little bit of a chiddush, we want to say, maybe in a case, I'll say the opposite. Not sure which way to say it better, but okay. In a case where I first had a machsheves pigul, right? Oh, so like this. Maybe in a case where I had first a machsheves pigul, chutz lizmanoi, on the shechita. Correct? So now, when I have the machshava on the zrika, correct? Is the carbon kosher or not? Before I even get to the zrika, is the carbon kosher? It's definitely puzzle. Says Mr. Rav, maybe that included that the machsheves psul is not going to be chal on the zrika, because it's ein roi lavoida. Meaning, why should that machshava even take place, the second machshava? It's already puzzle. Wait, you'll never have pigle. No, yes you will. In which case will you have pigle? If I first had the machshavas,
if the machshavas are the later item,
no. If the machshavas pigul is at the end, in other words, the machshavas chutz limkoymoi or shalai lishma is on the beginning, correct? No. The exact opposite. Exact opposite. Slow down. I went too fast. It's like this. In other words, maybe it's like this. Maybe the halacha of it's not korvu kol matirov, that's the opposite. Maybe when it's not korvu kol matirov, this halacha that's not korvu kol matirov is if the first machshava was a machshavas chutz limkoymoi or machshavas shalai lishma. Because then when I come to the pigul, it's like korvu kol matirov. Right? It's like korvu kol, that's what it is. It's like korvu kol matirov. Why? Because I did a machshava chutz limkoymoi on the shechita, or a machshava shalei lishma on the shechita. Right now the animal is no good, correct? So now I want to do the pigul. Sorry, the pigul doesn't work. Like korvu kol, I'm starting the other way around. That's what I wrote in my notes. It's like korvu kol matirov. Why? Because I know already that the shechita was done not correctly. So the shechita was not done correctly. So when I do the pigul now, that's like korvu kol matirov. That's clearly, that's the pasuk of like korvu kol matirov. But in a case where the shechita was done with a machsheves pigul, correct? Where the shechita was done with a machsheves pigul, so since once it's done with a machsheves pigul, it's already eina roya la'avoida, correct? So then the machsheves chutz limkoymoi is not a machsheva that's going to puzzle. Why? Because it's ein roi lavoida. So the second machsheva of the guy is not going to puzzle the pigul because it doesn't take effect. Just like somebody is not roi lavoida cannot have a wrong machsheva, so does something which is pigul already cannot have a wrong machsheva. So if I started off with a machsheves pigul, that's korvu kol matirov. What do you tell me? It's not korvu kol matirov because afterwards I do chutz limkoymoi, but that chutz limkoymoi doesn't take effect because it's already pigul, and therefore the machshava of chutz limkoymoi doesn't take place. So I would think there's not a problem, and it's called pigul. So I need a special pasuk to tell me that machshava is meitzia is midei pigul, even though technically speaking it's not really a machshava because it's ein roi la'avoda. But I need a special pasuk of lo yechoshev that even a machshava which doesn't take effect is moitzi midei bigul. But einuchanami, if the machshavas chutzim kaimai was the first one, first I had machshavas chutzim kaimai, and then I do the pigul, then it's called leikovukol matirov. Obviously, the pigul is nachal because leikovukol matirov, because it was already done no good. That's when the pasuk comes leikovukol matirov. When I did the machshava, the wrong machshava chutzim kaimai or shalei lishma first, then that's already no good. Now I do pigul. Sorry, it's leikovukol matirov. Clearly, it's not going to be pigul. We know that. So when do I need the pasuk of leyachashev? The opposite. In the case where I had machshavas pigul first. So machshavas pigul, okay, that's a good machshavas pigul. And now I do a second machshavas chutzim kaimai. Well, what is leikovukol matirov? Yes, it is. Because that second machshavas is nachal, because it's einu rei lavoido. So that second machshavas is nachal, so it's kovukol matirov, because that second one doesn't count. So I would think in such a case it remains pigul. Kamash malon, the second one is still a machshavas, you need a pasuk lechayichashiv to tell me that the machshavas is mighty midei pigul. That's what the pasuk of lechayichashiv comes to tell me. In such a case, the Nafkamina comes out, that this pasuk of Leichashev is coming only in the case where I first have the pigul, and then I have the other machshava. But in any other case, I don't need that pasuk, because it's ready like kovukol matirov. But that pasuk will also come to Tami Shalei Lishma. Correct? Because Shalei Lishma is also a svara of Ein Roi Lavoid that should not take place. So any machshava, even the machshava Shalei Lishma, has to be Moitzi Midei the original pigul. In other words, a different svara than before, but also when do I need Leichashev? In a case, not only for Chutzim Kaimai, that was the only case. No, this one Manam holds not for Chutzim Kaimai, for everything, but only in a case where you don't need the Kovukol Matirov. What is that? In the case where I first did the pigul. When I first did the pigul, then I would think it remains pigul because my second machshava doesn't count because ain't a roi lavoida, kamash lon lo yechashev. But in the case where I started off with the wrong machshava, that's obviously the kovukol matirov, there's no shaila. Yossi, you understand it? Read it inside, you'll understand it because it's much clearer. Correctly.
So pigul's not an
ikkar. That's the only thing you can argue on. You can say mehechatesa when I have machshavas pigul, it's called ein roi lavoida. Why did it pass all the thing? Okay, that's as far. Let's read inside.
You do pigul four times.
What?
Now makes sense why pigul doesn't mess up. You do all four.
Correct. Pigul. Correct. Good point. Now, that's why you can do pigul vashchita kabbalah loch and zvika. Why? Because. Well,
that's why the second pigul doesn't hurt.
And it's not machshava, it's moitzia. Right. You don't have the wrong machshava that's moitzi, and therefore you can do whatever you want. I like that svar. That might be a new way of looking at it. Correct. Look inside of here, number 5. Like that. Good svar. Oy pirish, dichdei lifsel, another shot, oy pirish, a second shot. Dichdei lifsel be machshava, habiinon avoida horuya. Right? In order to make something a machshava priselis, has to be a good avoida. Without that, the machshava is nachal. Ukedisa lalon ein machshav elus elon kain uvedava roi lavoida. Vim kain ba'oifin shechishev mitchila machshavas pigul. We start up with the machshava pigul first. Va'achikach chishev chutzlim kaimoi on the zrika. Hare achach shechishev chutzis manoi kvar havelei akabon ein roi lavoida. V'efshes etochel boi machshavas chutzlim kaimoi. And the second machshava is not chal at all. So therefore, there's no problem of like korav amatik in mitzvah say, because there's no chutzim kaimai that's chal. Vashapir havelei korav amatik in mitzvah say. So right now it's korav amatik in mitzvah say, only have it pigul. Why? Kivin the machshava is chutzim kaimai, loy tafsa beha korbam. Because the second machshava is not chal in the korbam. Lezen nemar adin, de lo yare boi machshava zacheres. The im chishev machshavas chutzlim kaimai achas shechishev machshavas pigul mitziya machshava hashniya the chutzlim kaimai midei pigul. Even though technically speaking it's korav amatik in mitzvosai. Why? Because all you have is pigul. But you still need leyachoshev to tell me that even this machshava, which is not going to make it loy kor of a matik mitzvosai, it's matik kor of a matik mitzvosai, you still need loy chashay. Why? Because chutzim kaimer changed it. By the way, both pshatim are saying the same thing. You need loy chashay in cases with korev hamatik mitzvosai. Which case is a korev hamatik mitzvosai? Says Mishloch. Two cases, a korev hamatik mitzvosai. Either chutz l'kaimai, oh, that's like a korev hamatik mitzvosai, it's all one psul, and therefore you need loy chashay to tell me just that. Or no, where you have the pigul first, that's korev hamatik mitzvosai. Why? Because all the other machshavas don't count afterwards. So therefore, then you need loy chashay. You don't need it if you first have the machshavas chutzim kaimer. That's already loy korav amatik. There's no shaila. So glatt, Aryeh. Come on.
I love the second shot.
You're not so convinced if it's correct.
I love the second shot.
But it's coming from the same.
The first one.
It's coming from the same point. He's trying to figure out. Let's see how he learned. How he looks at things. He's trying to say, wait, I'm trying to see the gluttonous over here. He's trying to say that, wait a second, when do I need loye chashev in a case where and it's not loy korev amatik mitzvosai? That's his question. She says, I need it in a case where it's called korev amatir, and still I need loye chashev.
You would have thought it's not.
What?
No,
it's still considered korev amatir, but Lo Yechashe tells me that the machshava can pass on it.
But it's not. You
wouldn't
have thought it should be
kosher.
It should be
it's korev amatir. Correct. Korev amatir. So Kamash Lo Yechashe tells me it's still moitzi midei pigol.
Still bad enough.
Correct. So what are those two cases? What are those two cases? Either chutzim koimoi, because that's korev amatir, or in a case where I had pigol. Why is that korev amatir? Because once I have pigol, everything is ein roi lavoida. So therefore, nothing is going to change that. So it's korev amatir. What is it not talking about? In a case where I first had the wrong machshava, so then it's clearly like korev amatir. We're not talking about that case. That's what the Brisk Rav says. Because the Daf case, he says, b'chishev psul achara pigol. Avo b'chishev psul koidem, shapir hoye moitzim mide pigol, gam b'loi kro de loi chashev. The lezel loy bein on kro. Kibin the machshavas of psul chayla that dain roy lekobenu havelay loy kro. I'm not taking mitzvosei. He writes so clear, this person. Unbelievable. So I like the way he writes it. Maybe that's what he says this year. Maybe he says it word for word. I don't know. Now I know why he runs to that year. So you know he can say it difficultly and you can say it clear. Beautiful, right? So that's the two ways, says Rishkarov. Now let's go off on a side tangent for 5 minutes and then we'll come back to this. Says Rishkarov. Now I understand the pshat in the Mishnah that talks about loy korav amatir kemitzvosai. And the Mishnah text tells us two scenarios, which is loy korav amatir kemitzvosai. And he makes a diuk in the Mishnah, and he machlekes on the Kamen Rabbi Yehuda, and based on his lumbus, what he just said, now the two malchim, that's what the two malchim in the Mishnah is, and we'll go back to our question. Let's see what he says. He said like this. Turn to page 3. So he says, the Mishnah says, Uvavachi Yakiva Matzik Mitzvosai, right? That's the concept of the pigle. Says the Mishnah, by the star, you can skip to, we're already all into this, so we can skip to the middle. Ketzad, you have it by the star. Ketzad loy korav amatik mitzvosai. What's the case with loy korav amatik mitzvosai, right? What's that case? So he says, Shochat chutzlim koimoi, kibel v'holach v'zorak chutzlizmanoi. Right? Yishecht chutzlim koimoi. Or you mekabel chutzis manoi. That's loy korav amatik mitzvosai. Right? You did chutzim koime first, then you did that loy korav amatik mitzvosai. Or you should shochet chutzis manoi, or the opposite. You shech the chutzis manoi, and kibel b'holach v'zorak chutzim koimoi. Well, why is that loy korav amatik mitzvosai according to this svara? Because it's loy yechoshev. Right? Second, chutzim koimoi. Got it. Or you should shochet kibel b'holach v'zorak chutzim koimoi. Skip that. Next case. HaPesach v'achatos sheshochton sheloy lishmon, or you shechted sheloy lishmo by Pesach and Achatos first, v'kibav ha'olach v'zorak chutzis manoi, right? Oy sheshochat chutzis manoi, kibav ha'olach v'zorak sheloy lishmon, right? That's all loy korei v'mater k'mitzvasai. Right? Makes sense. Right? You understand why it's loy korei v'mater k'mitzvasai? Front and back. Simple. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, I happen to hold that we only say machsheves pigul, you always say tafus lashon rishon, which means if you first have a machsheva chutz manoi and then you have machsheva chutz koimoi, you don't do machsheves. You always go with the first, even two separate avoiders. You always go with the first lashon that he says. So if he says chutz manoi and then chutz koimoi, that's pigul. If he says chutz koimoi and then chutz manoi, that's not pigul. Why? Because you always follow the first machshava. That's what the Reb Yehuda says. Om Reb Yehuda, zeh klal. Kol she machsheves hazman kodma le machsheves hamakoyim, pigul v'chiyom alav kores. If your first machshava is pigul and then you have another machshava, that's pigul. Tofes lashon rishon. There's no two machshavas. One machshava, the first one. V'machsheves hamakoyim kodma le machsheves hazman posel ve'in bo'i kores. Right? That's Reb Yehuda. Look in Rashi. Reb Yehuda Omer, akuna masisim polik. The lesley machshava is motziyai zumizu. Elim kain kodam psulei lepiguloi. Why? The islay tofes lashon rishon. Because you always go with the first machshava. That's Shitas Reb Yehuda. New halacha Reb Yehuda says that, by the way, it's only considered not pigul if the first one is not pigul. If the first one is pigul, tofes lashon rishon, we don't say the second one uproot, we don't say any of that stuff. Wait. Not sure what he would say. Ask the Biskarov. Now, if I would write the Mishnah, what according to Reb Yehuda is considered korav amatzeh k'mitzvah soy? What's the case according to Reb Yehuda korav amatzeh k'mitzvah soy? If I first have a machshavas pigul, chutz manoi, and then I have a machshava of chutz koimoi, machshava of Shalai Lishma, it doesn't make a difference. It's all pigul. Right? It's all pigul. Why? Tofes lashon rishon. Chutz manoi was his first intention. That's pigul. What's not called pigul? What's loikor of a matik in mitzvah soy? If first he has a machshava of chutzim kaima or shalai lishma, and then he has a machshava of pigul. That's what the Mishnah should say. Tofes lashon rishon. For some reason, the Mishnah, when it says that Rabbi Yehuda was considered loikar of a matik in mitrosai, only mentions chutz limkayman, ignores the chatas, ignores shalai lishma. Says why? If you tell me tofes lashon rishon that you follow the first machshava, so chutz limkayman and then chutz zmanoi should be tofes lashon rishon, it's not pigul, or shalai lishma, and then you do shalai, chutz manoi? Should not be pigul. Rabbi does not say that. Am Rabbi does say klal. Kol shemachsheves hazman kodem machsheves hamokoyim pigul. In machsheves hamokoyim kodem machsheves man posavim bekores. Why does he not mention shalei lishmon? Machsheves hamokoyim or machsheves shalei lishmon come first posavim bekores. That's the Biskarov's question. Says the Biskarov. I know. Why doesn't he? So in the first case, he doesn't have to mention, because it's always pigul. But in the second case, when it's not pigul, then either one is moitzi midei pigul. Why not? Why doesn't he mention that not only shalei lishman lim kaimai, but also one thing should be that? Yeah, I know. Says Bishko, what's the answer? You chapped it already. I didn't chap it yet. I'm not as fast. I'm still trying to figure it out. Let's just see the question side. Yossi, you understand the answer? What he's going to say? So let's see number seven. V'amagriz de lanal meduyek heitev. Based on what I just said, it makes a lot of sense. Very meduyek. What? The whole Reb Yehuda svirelei the din machshava is motziyei zemizeh who dafke bechishev al psul shal psul koidem. Right? You first have to have machshava psul tovus lash rishon. She says ulepirush hasheinu sheveinu. According to the second shot that we said, Ma hutzrich, Rabbi Yehuda lakro de lo yechoshev, ha tepuk le b'chiyah gavna mitzat shleikov, amatik mitzvosoi. In other words, he's saying, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the first one always has to be no good. Well, isn't that automatically already leikorav amatik mitzvosoi? Automatic. So why do you need the second part of lo yechoshev, according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the only time, because of tofes lashon rishon, and it's pigul, it's not pigul, is when the first one is no good, so automatically you already have leikorav amatik mitzvosoi. Automatically, because the first one is no good. So why do you need the pasuk of Lo Yashev? Right? Says the Mishnah Rav, you need a pasuk of Lo Yashev. You know, for which case? Ah, yeah, for which case you need Lo Yashev?
For the first shot.
In which case? For one case. For which case? For Chutzim Kaimai. Because Chutzim Kaimai, even if it comes first, I would think that's not called Lo Yashev Matik in Mitzvasai. Why? I would not think it's a problem of Lo Yashev Matik in Mitzvasai, even if it comes first. Because it's all one machshava. So I would still, it's still called Karev Amatik in Mitzvasai, so I need for Chutzim Kaimai the halacha of Lo Yashev. That's why Rabbi Yehuda, when he says that, oh, even if you, the only time it's not pigul is if it comes first, right? Or if it comes first, he only mentions Chutzim Kaimai. Because Shalei Lishma, what do you mean? It's already, it's like Karev Amatik in Mitzvasai. You don't need no pasuk of Lo Yashev. Rabbi Yehuda's not arguing on the two psukim in the Gemara. The Gemara says two psukim. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need two psukim. So which case does Rabbi Yehuda yes need the two psukim? In the case of Chutzim Kaimai. Because then it's all one, it's Karev Amatik. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, we're in a case where it comes first. By the way, in the Chutzim Kaimai, that's the case that I need both psukim. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda mentions in the Mishnah. That case, because that's where you need both lukim of Lei Karav and Lei Chashev as well. Yes, you understand? How did he figure that out? I don't know, Aryeh. That's brilliant. That's exactly Mr. Rav. Comes to Mr. Rav. Once I have that understanding, so now the what's the name? The original Gemara makes a lot of sense. Why? Because what's Mr. Rav saying? If you learn like the second pshat, which is really what the Tanakama holds. Tanakama holds, you can learn like the second shot. That's where he says both cases. He learns the Shalei Shema as well. So if you learn like the second shot, so why do you need a pasuk of Machshavos Moitziyai Zumi Zum? After all, as soon as you have the wrong Machshava, it's automatically the Karav HaMatik HaMitzvasai. Correct? So why do you need another pasuk of Lo Yashev? That's the question. Says Mishnah Rav, you know why you need a case? You're right. If you first have the wrong machshava, chutzim kaimai, oy shalei lishma, ein echanamis, le karav amatik in mitzvasai. But when do you need a pasuk of Lo Yashev? In the case where you have the original was done with the pigul of chutzim manai, and it's karav amatik in mitzvasai, and now you still need, wait a second, there's no problem right now, because it's not going to be machshava psula, because it's ein avay la voida. So now we need to know that even though it's karav amatir, it's still a machshava psula. Shalei lishma is a machshava psula. How do you want to learn that? From shlamim? By shlamim, we don't see that shalei lishma is a machshava psula. So this chiddush to tell me that the machshava psula is my, even if it's korev amatir, is moisi midei pigul, we need to learn from somewhere. You can't learn it from shlamim, because by shlamim, sorry, it's not a machshava psula. So how do I know that a shalei lishma is going to be moisi from this machshavas pigul? That's the Gemara's question. Aria, brilliant. Look at it. Look at number 9. Uvezeh biel hagriz hagemora denan. Hikshinu, we asked the question. Kiven debi'inon korev amatik in mitzvasoi, v'shaloi lishmo poisel b'chatos, harem emeilohu d'shaloi lishmo moitzi mide pigul b'chatos. V'avtem b'shlamim ein emoitzi, we asked the question. Ha v'shlamim ein shaloi lishmo poisel, v'shap leikov amatik in mitzvasoi. So what do you want? At the end of the day, b'chatos, it's like korev amatik. What do you want? V'tiritz agriz, de'ein echanami. B'kodma machsheva shaloi lishmo. If you first have machshava shalei lishma, pshita, gam la makshim, we knew. If you first have machshava shalei lishma, you'll have a pigul. Kivin shalei kav amatik im etrosoi. Aval hocha, bedin machshava ish meitziyai zem izem maivi. Over here we're talking about when you first have, and that's what Rashi says over here, in Daf Yud Gimel, you first have machshava pigul, and then you want to have the shrizrika with machshava shalei lishma, how do you know that's going to be mighty machshava ish meitziyai? ובכי אגב נשקודמה מחשבת הפיגול ומסבורה לא יהווה חי לאחר כך מחשבת הפסול. So this מחשבת של השמוע הוא נד ביחל, שכבר אין הקורבן רואי לעבודה, ושפה הרבה לקורב המתה כמצרוסוי. So it is קורב המתה כמצרוסוי right now. Why? Because they start off with פיגול, and therefore the מחשבת שלא ילשמוע is not לא קורב המתה. But the only reason why it's going to be no good, it's going to be much more pigo. V'rag mikra de lo yachoshev. Who do you feed on? V'shapim makshay. Minole de machsheva shalei lishma b'chatos. Gam hi moitziya mide pigo. L'melech mishlamim hi efshar. De hoshlamim en machsheva shalei lishma mitziya mide pigo. Kivin chayna p'selis. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, we don't learn it from Shlomim, we know it from all the Kabbalah Kulam. Rabbi said, that's where you learn the Gemara. Nothing more to say. No, beautiful, top level fella.
It's good.
What?